Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
City yard waste curbside pickup ends on December 1st. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. The city of Gillette reminds residents that their curbside yard waste pickup will run through the end of the month. The service will finish up as drivers make their way through their regular routes the week of November 27th through December 1st. The Gillette News Record reported as of last Tuesday, the service had picked up 1,140 tons of yard waste from local homes since the routes started back up in April. One ton is equal to 2,000 pounds, so altogether, city crews picked up about 2.3 million pounds of yard waste from April through the beginning of November. Rather than taking the yard waste as trash to the landfill outside of town where they're charged by the ton, city workers can instead divert the yard waste to the wastewater treatment facility where it costs nothing. The curbside pickup has saved the city about $85,000 this year so far. The yard waste trucks can hold about 20,000 pounds of yard waste at a time. City Solid Waste Manager Skylar Ryman said, "For every ton of yard waste we take to the wastewater treatment plant, we save $75. If the scraps weren't put in the yard waste, they'd be put in the green residential rollouts and we'd be paying for extra tonnage." He said the last few years he's seen more and more locals join in the service. In 2022, about 2,800 residents took part, and this year there were about 3,330. The service costs $9.60 a month and is billed from April through November. Nothing is billed during the off season and automatically restarts come April. At the end of the season, residents can choose to either store their bin at home or call customer service and ask the crews to pick it up until the service starts again. Miniature horse killed on County Road. Campbell County Sheriff's deputies received a report from a 72-year-old man on Saturday evening that his miniature horse was hit and killed by someone driving down Cow Creek Road. Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds said deputies located the dead horse on Cow Creek Road. Their investigation determined the person was driving north when he or she hit the horse that was either standing in the road or attempting to cross it. There are no suspects in the case at this time, and the investigation is ongoing. The man said that the horse was valued at about $800. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.